But his amber-tinted eyes, which met any person's gaze with childlike innocence, would change as soon as their back was turned. His look would become cold and scornful, and with calculating sidelong glances, he'd watch and measure every move. "You miserable little souls," they seemed to say. "I'm strong, much stronger than any one of you, stronger than all of you. I'm nice only as long as it serves my purpose. But when I'm old enough to look after myself, then you should all be on your guard, each and every one of you." Kolgrim, like all the accursed children of the Ice People, was a very lonely character, but he never regarded loneliness as something negative. In fact, quite the opposite. He gladly sought solitude because he believed that it would increase his powers. At that time, much had been happening around Norway's peaceful borders. Although Sweden's King Gustav Adolf II had led his army to a brilliant victory over Tilly in Breitenfeld in 1631, the 30 Years' War still dragged on. King Gustavus was killed the following year at Lützen, where his massed armies succeeded in crushing the might of the combined forces of Generals Wallenstein and Pappenheim. Tilly was fatally wounded at the Battle of Lech in 1632, and a couple of years later, Wallenstein was murdered by his own troops. Yet the war went on and on, now with other Swedish generals on the side of the Protestants. Lennart Torstensson, Johan Banier, and Hans Christoph von Königsmark would go down in history for their exploits in this long drawn-out war. Christian IV had finally got rid of Kirsten Munk, after it appeared one day that the latest child, Dorothea, might not have been fathered by the king. Kirsten Munk also tried to mix some medicine into the king's food and had cartoons made of him as a cuckold. Christian could take no more. He told her that he hoped she would suffer at the hands of 1,000 devils and had banned her from seeing any of their children. But this didn't seem to worry Kirsten Munk unduly. Nobody knows what her mother, Ellen Marshveen, had to say about her daughter once their lucrative association with the king was over. Anyway, she continued to put on a brave face in adversity. Insult was added to injury for both women when Christian IV took a new lover, their very own lady-in-waiting, Vibeke Kruse, who was the epitome of vulgarity and simple-mindedness. However, she bore him a remarkable son, Ulrik Christian Gyldenløve, who grew up to be a far better warrior than his father ever was. When Leonora Christina was 9 years old, King Christian IV had arranged for her to become engaged to Corfitz Ulfeldt, an ambitious young nobleman. There was one unintended benefit from this. The tyrannical royal housekeeper.